This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome back to what will be our final episode, inshallah, in this series on managing our disagreements and what was certainly just a primer on the subject. And I want to close out with, you know, a reminder on minding your heart after minding your head. After being methodical and being given the framework to that, none of this really means anything unless it is predicated on a sound heart, as we said in the earlier episodes on tazkiyah. And so certain questions should always be there while you're evaluating the categories, evaluating the reactions, such as, you know, why do I feel the way I feel about this? Just being introspective. You know, many a times if I ask myself, if I were in the place of this person that I disagree with, how would I like to be treated? Love for your brother what you love for yourself. So for instance, you know, you had positions in your life, for sure, all of us. We thought something was halal and later on we were convinced it was haram. Or we thought something was haram and later on we believed, no, it's actually halal. When you arrived at your second position, did you feel that you were a hypocrite or being insincere in your first position? No, I was genuinely just convinced of the other position earlier. So why can't, if you can be sincere in two opposing views, why can't you and your brother still both be sincere, well-intending, neither being stubborn, hard-headed, corrupted, or otherwise when you disagree? That's a very healthy question to have to ensure, are you having a double standard or not? Likewise, you know, with groups, groupism is a problem. Many a times we hold people that are not from our group, whether it's an ideological group or like a legal school group or my MSA and another MSA, any kind of group, to standards that we don't hold the members of our own group to. And we give members of our group the benefit of the doubt so much more than we give it to those from opposing factions, opposing bodies of believers. And that means that your loyalty and disloyalty is based on the other than Iman, because we are all people of Iman. We are all believers. And the believers are a single brotherhood, Allah called them. So that's one thing you want to think about. Mind your heart. Why do I feel this way? And then when someone you're sure they're incorrect also, do you feel inherently superior to them? That could be the very thing that destroys you. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is enough evil in a person, enough sin in a person, meaning enough sin to destroy them, to doom them, for someone to belittle their Muslim brother. This is even with non-Muslims, by the way. For you to feel inherently entitled to guidance, inherently superior, is the very thing that could strip you of it. We do feel that belief is better than disbelief and correctness, truth, is superior to incorrectness. But that's coupled with a feeling of gratitude that alhamdulillah, Allah kept me there. He can turn off the light in my heart and turn on the light in their heart. And we can be in very different places when it matters most at the point of our death. So that's another feeling as well. And then another thought that is extremely important is that when you are upset by wrong, be moderate in your upsetness. Some people are so contemptful with others, sometimes even with excusable differences, even with inexcusable differences, that you are unable to allow them room to repent, to redeem themselves, grow. You know, as one brother said to another in front of me once, and it was profound, he said to him, "Akhi, if he were to disbelieve in God altogether, you would have no room to hate him more, to have a bigger grudge against him." So this is incoherent, indefensible. Mind your heart. Why does my heart feel that way? And finally, when you are researching a subject, if you are of the select few that are independent researchers, students of knowledge and otherwise, know your size. Just because you've even memorized the scholar's book doesn't mean that you understand what that author understood. It took him 40 years to put that book together sometimes. And you may live your whole life thinking he forgot to add something and never come across the reason why he knew he must omit that something, a hidden defect in the hadith or a philosophical, inconsistency or fallacy that does not prove this from that text, and so on and so forth. And many a time students of knowledge fall into this. They don't have enough of that intellectual humility to realize that you are comparing between scholarly views when, forget mastering, you are not even aware of some of the disciplines, the names of those disciplines they mastered to weigh those views on the scales of law, on the scales of Islamic law. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts so that we are more directed aright. And may Allah azza wa jal protect us from having the type of corruption in our heart that will deem us negligent, deem us blameworthy the times that we're wrong. May He give us hearts that want to excuse people, want to guide people. May He give us hearts that allow us to unify this ummah whenever possible, as much as possible. Allahumma ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.